The famed Blue Ridge Parkway winds for 469 miles from Shenandoah National Park in Northern Virginia to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in North Carolina. The Parkway, a unit of the National Park Service, is a world apart from urban centers such as Roanoke, Bedford, and Galax, and yet it's an incredibly short drive to get totally lost in a timeless realm of Appalachian beauty. It's a world dominated by buckeye, ash, and elm, of rhododendrons, pine, and dogwoods. Amazingly, it's only a 9-mile drive from downtown Bedford, Virginia, to the peaks of Otter Lodge in the heart of the Blue Ridge Parkway. But with a maximum posted speed limit of 45 miles per hour for the 469-mile-long parkway journey, you'll rapidly slow up in more ways than one. The tranquil lakeside peaks of Otter Lodge is ringed by the majestic mountains, Sharp Top, Flat Top, and Harkening Hill. Built in the mid-1960s, the lodge is totally unpretentious, making an ideal retreat from urban life. And since there's no cell service here, there's a refreshing release from our perceived dependence on modern technology. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me at Peaks of Otter Lodge for a visit with Helen Morton, Director of Sales and Marketing with the Lodge's National Park Service concessionaire, Delaware North. And since Helen also oversees the corporation's concession at Shenandoah National Park, I just couldn't resist the opportunity to have her also talk a bit about Shenandoah. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Peaks of Otter Lodge, and we're here with Helen Morton, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Shenandoah National Park and for Peaks of Otter.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Great to have you here.
As I mentioned to you earlier, I was kind of blindsided, and I did not realize that right where we are now is a part of the National Park Service. That's really cool.
It is. The National Park Service has so many wonderful, beautiful sites that I think a lot of people don't realize that are here right at their backyard. And I think we need to do as much as we can to make them aware of it.
You have Shenandoah National Park. It's a magical, illuminating name in itself. So that kind of takes some of the limelight, I think.
It does. Shenandoah is a different park. It is what they call a Class A, Class 1 park. So it has a different status than, say, the Blue Ridge Parkway. But Blue Ridge Parkway is a national scenic byway, one of America's favorite highways. And so it has a different designation. It was built primarily in this local area for access to see these beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains.
Well, I think that's part of it, because you don't think of a parkway, a roadway, being a national park. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. And I think that's why people get on the Blue Ridge Parkway and they see these great connectors. You're so close. It's a lot of the areas are narrow. And it connects to all the communities right as you go along. So you can enter, access. It's used as a byway for a lot of people for commuting to their work.
Give us the physical parameters, the dimensions of this national park site.
The Peaks of Otter Lodge, which has 63 rooms, was built in 1964, and it's called the crown jewel of the Blue Ridge Parkway for Virginia. It has been, I think, for the local people, a truly treasure. It's a lot of attachment emotionally. We have families that have been coming for the entire 50 years, generations, so they certainly connect here. And we'd love to see that expand to more people to recognize the importance that the National Park Service and their sites have for a lot of people.
So here at Peaks of Otter Lodge, you have a restaurant that's iconic and symbolic and a part of people's lives in itself.
Most definitely. The restaurant probably has had the name recognition even more so than the rooms that are attached. When we came on board, Ness Delaware North became the concessionaire in July of 2013. When we came on, we realized within about 30 to 60 days that, wow, we have a really great restaurant that has some rooms attached. So we found very quickly, again, that loyal following for the restaurant and the food.
Tell us about somebody comes here to dine and then to stay. This is a tranquil, remote, wooded area. What do people do?
You know, most people come here to disconnect, and that is what it's about. We do not have cell phone access, no telephones in the rooms, which is kind of for new people, like, how do I, adjust to that? But I think they find it's an emotional attachment that they can disconnect and yet reconnect to themselves and the emotional feeling they have. We do have Wi-Fi that you can get in the public areas and in the rooms. So we have connectivity, but again, for most folks, it's all about disconnecting to reconnect with nature.
They have to know that before they come here.
They do, and we try to make sure that that is in all of our promotional materials and our collateral, that you want to come here to get away from it, to connect.
And I'd imagine that's intrinsic with the people who love this place and come back.
We have those that have been coming since the beginning, and those that discover it are all about, this is a great place, they want to come back. It's kind of amazing when you are here talking with people that have been here the first time, and it's brand new, that, wow, this is such a great place, we've got to come back again.
So once they hunker in and settle down and have a meal and they've relaxed, then what do people typically do?
Most people will just enjoy the scenery. There's a beautiful path that leads around Abbott Lake.
It's a lake right up front.
That's a lake that you can see from every room that we have here, from the dining room, from the lounge. It's one of the focal points along with Sharp Top Mountain. So it's one of those that they just enjoy that scenery. There is a paved path. It's a mile long that goes around the lake itself. And they just enjoy that quiet time and walking.
How about day trips from here, this being a base camp?
You know, there's easy access to Bedford, where you have the D-Day Memorial. Of course, you've got the Artisans Trail. You've got Bedford Wine Trail. You've got Roanoke, which is about 20, 25 miles from here, just down on Route 460, where you can go to Center in the Square. You can go to the Farmer's Market, Roanoke Star. You've got Lynchburg. So Lexington, we're kind of in a hub and spoke that you can use this as a base.
And how about things to do along the parkway? Where would you stop? What would you see?
Yeah, most of the parkway, it's, again, easy access, that you might be on the parkway and you could golf an exit and you're in, again, Roanoke, so that you can stop in an antique shop. You can stop in a farmer's market. You can go to a museum, or you can take a trail and take a hike and go to Booker T. Washington. Again, also very close.
Since I have you, and this is a great opportunity for me, tell us a little bit about Shenandoah National Park. I've never been there, and it's been on my hit list forever.
Well, you know, the Blue Ridge Parkway connects as you're heading north to Skyline Drive. And Skyline Drive is right in the heart of Shenandoah National Park. That's the roadway that goes through the crest of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Shenandoah. Shenandoah is a very different look from here at Peaks of Otter. Peaks of Otter is on a man-made lake. Shenandoah is all about the views from 75 overlooks. It has a history, it's a not long history when you compare it to the western parks, but it's very much about the people that once lived there. So it's another emotional connection, but very close, 90 miles west of Washington, D.C., and a lot of people, again, get out. I want to take a trip, get away, road trip, get away from it, and they're in Shenandoah.
And that dates from the 1930s as a national park site.
It does from the 1930s, but it was also predated late 1800s. It was privately owned by a gentleman called George Freeman Pollock, and his family had land there. He came out from D.C. because he had problems with asthma and discovered the fresh air and discovered the heights and the beauty. And that's where Skyline Resort got its beginning. So Skyline Resort in that day was very rustic, but is now involved to, we've got 178 rooms, and they range from very rustic cabins to very modern accommodations, full service dining, and lots of events and park programs.
And I was shocked to learn the average rate of overnight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you can start with your rustic cabins, can be anywhere midweek. They can be around $100, and that's a basic room with your bed, your shower, but a very comfortable accommodation in the heart of the mountains, and goes up to around $199 for the more renovated rooms that have the flat screen TVs and your AC and all that, you know, you may want in a modern hotel. No in-room phones, though. But we do get cell service.
But no cell service here.
No, unfortunately, no cell service at Peaks. We're just kind of, again, we're down in a base where we're not at the mountaintop. But we do have Wi-Fi access, so you can stay connected. And if you go about a mile north of here on the parkway, you can go to one of the overlooks and you'll have your cell service.
And what are the rooms like here at Peaks of Otter? And there are almost as affordable, right?
They are. We don't have as many a variety. They're more of a traditional type of accommodation, but we did a lot of renovations when Delaware North came on board in 2013. So you go into your room, you're going to have your coffee makers, you're going to have a really nice soft goods. We did a refurbish there, a flat screen TV. You don't have to turn it on if you don't want to. You're going to have a great balcony or a porch that looks over the Abbott Lake, and then it also has Sharp Top as your background. So imagine that kind of scenery.
And again, we're close, and yet it feels so far away. You said, what, 25 miles to Roanoke? And how far to Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. is probably about 2.5 hours. But in, you know, scheme of things, that's not far.
Well, it's close enough. I know you get weekenders and people that want to just get away from the Beltway.
This is a great place to de-stress. If you've got a stressful, hectic time, you know, with your job or just your environment, this is a great place to get away and de-stress.
Awesome. Helen Morton, thank you so much for sharing. Before we go for further information, I know you have a website.
We do. Peaks of Otter is peaksofotter.com.
People can find you on Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, we're out there. So Google Plus, so social media, we're definitely out there.
Awesome. Thank you, Helen Morton.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. We've been speaking with Helen Morton at the Peaks of Otter Lodge in the heart of the Blue Ridge Parkway in Virginia. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, featured weekly on NPR.org, NPR One, Stitcher.com, and numerous other podcast sites around the world.